difference between Meiser and Yain Netzach, because he was the one that asked this question first. According to Rava, Mokim like Ketlosa Tanoim. According to Rava, you have to answer, there are three different shittas in the Tanoim. That our Mishnah knows that wine is called wine for Yain Netzach and Betrumas and Meiser is as soon as the wine reaches the bore. Then there's a Chom Shita that holds no, it has to be Mishiyik, it has to separate in the bore. And then there's a Rekiva Shita, even after that, when the wine first is lifted up out of the bore into the barrel.
Now
the Mishnah says, Masha Bavor also, Vasha Muta. But the wine, after it left the vat and went into the bore, now, if the guy touches the wine in the bore, that wine is also. But the wine on top, even though there's a flow coming down from the vat into the bore, the wine on top is still mutter. That wine is still even mutter by Mishti. Let her drink that wine.
So, yeah, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rafuna says, Loishon, when was it learnt that the wine on top in the vat is still mutter? Elosh lehechzer gagusni legas. If they did not put this gagusni, Rashi says that the big basket that they used to use like to strain, like a filter to strain out the wine, when the wine left the vat and was about to go into the bore, into the pit, so there would be a big sal, a big basket there that the wine would go through and it would strain out the wine. So that gagusni, after they used it to strain out the wine, now it depends. So when does the Mishnah say the bor, the yain and the vat is kosher still? El shlei hechzer gagus de legas, they did not return this strainer back into the gas. Avol hechzer gagus de legas, for they put this wine, they put this strainer back into the vat, then also, then the wine in the gas becomes also. So where's the question? Why? Gagusni gufa b'maiko misasur. Let's see, why did the wine, even in the gagusni, why did that become also? So the big question here, what are we talking about? Enechnami, according to our Mishnah, it would be good. Our Mishnah says that wine is not considered wine until it reaches the bore. But the wine up in the vat is not called wine yet. Therefore, it's gagusni also, that's in between the vat and the bore. The wine did not come into the bore yet, it's not called wine. Gemara asks, good, even if the guy is touching this gagusni, so what? But the wine is not called wine yet until it comes into the bore. But the question is, Rav Huna before he himself paskin and said that even in the vat, if the wine separates from the grapes, it's called wine. So according to Rav Huna, what's the Gemara's question now? And also, why do you have to have dafka the gagusni? The wine in the vat itself should also be tamei, should also be yain nesach. So one terrorist Rishonim answered is Rav Huna now saying pshat according to the Mishnah Rishonim and Echnami. According to him, would be different. One is going now according to Mishnah Rishonim. Another pshat is no, even according to Mishnah Achreinah, according to his pshat, we're talking about where the vat was filled up. It was filled to the top like so there's no hamshachah. Therefore, the wine is not called wine yet. So now that it's going through this gagusti, it's still a question. It's not wine yet. So why is it called Yain Nesach? Shmur says, the Chura, you have to answer me, Benitzik. That's still like it's attached, there's a straight flow from upstairs to downstairs. The wine is flowing from this gagusni into the bore. And the wine in the bore is Yain Nesach, so it's called attached because it's one flow. So Mor says, Shmamina, so you can bring me a proof that Nitzach Chibur, that the fact something is flowing down and is attachment is connected, is that really called the connection? In other words, it's a question because later on in the Gemara and the fifth parak, we'll see some Achleikis, if Nitzach, the fact you have a flow, you have a stream of water, of wine flowing down, is that called the connection from the bottom to the top? Like here, so far we're going, the only thing that's called wine is the bottom in the bore. So this gagusti does not touch the wine on the bottom. So it must be because of nitzuk. So Mor says the chura is a question. So Mor says, I'll tell you, could a toni reb chiyo shepach sosa sluchisa. Just like there's a teretz later on about nitzuk, where the bottom jar is touching the top, I'll tell you, hokinam here also. Shepach sosa bore. We're talking about now this gagusni is like actually touching the wine in the bore, because the wine in the bore is filled to the top. So it's like touching this gagusni. Therefore, that wine, when it gets thrown back into the vat, makes the vat also banor. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the nun vav on the base. And the last shaila was, why is this gagusni? Why is the wine in the gagusni, in the filter itself, why does it become also? The chura, it's still not wine yet. It's only the wine in the bor that's called wine. So we don't want to say maybe mishum nitzuk. So he said, no, it can't go but there's nitzuk. So my answer is, we're talking about shepach sasa boirei. We're talking about now that this wine in the boar itself was all the way filled to the top, and therefore this gagustin, now this like filter, this barrel, when it comes down, when the wine comes through it, the wine itself, like the barrel, is touching the bottom wine, and the guy touched the bottom wine, therefore it becomes yayin nesach, and therefore when they return this barrel, this filter back into the boar, it makes the wine there yayin nesach. That was the pshat what Rav Huna meant to say. Again, now Tainz has a ganta. We can say of nothing. Don't just now this God Gusni. The kids said one big machlokes before. We said the Rashi always learned here that the wine in the boar itself. The reason why that wine is yai nesach is because the goy now goes and touches the wine there. Other mafarshim learn no. You do not need the goy to touch the wine, but it's called koychoi. Since the goy is the one that's like stepping, he's derech this grapes. Therefore, the juice that comes down through his koychus, his strength, that also can make yayin nesach. Even though right now it's not called wine yet, but later when this yayin gets a shame yayin, it has been the yayin nesach because it came through the koyach of the goy. Well, we'll see more later on. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu Yenuka, there was a child, a kid. The Tani Avodas Kechovim B'shis Shani, he was 6 years old and he was learning Masecht Avodah Zarah. So boy, he asked a question like this. Ma'u Lidroich, is a Jew allowed to work with a guy to press the wine on the vat? So Omalu, they said back to him, yes, that you're allowed to, like it says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to press the wine with the guy, help him along in the vat. As our Mishnah knows that the wine is not called Yayin Nesach yet, the wine, the grapes in the vat, it doesn't get a shame Yayin yet, therefore Jews allowed to work with him. So the Gemara asked the question, the kid asked the question, I will call menasach biyodei, but still the guy right now is going to be touching the wine. And Rashi says, the question is that we hold the Chura, the Mishnah Achorayinu Katani, that Chazu Loimei Dorchim, that the Mishnah Achorayinu was chosen, says, no, a Jew is not allowed to work with a guy pressing on the grapes. Why? It's real, because we hold like Rav Huna. The Mishnah is Cholim Shechevi Yain, as soon as the wine starts to drip, as soon as it starts to come away, separate from the grapes, it's called wine already. So there should be a shalom yayin nesach here. So how could a Jew work with the guy? So according to the guy, he's going to touch it with his hands. So Mara says, no, the case is that Sirena Luliyadi, we're talking about a special case where they tied up his hands. If they tied up the guy's hands, that's what I meant to say, it's mutter. Here we're not afraid the guy's going to touch it anymore. It's like a Jew watching him. If you're allowed to work with him because he's not making the yayin nesach. So Mara says, still, but the guy is touching him with his feet. He's kicking him with his feet. So he'll let his feet make it yayin nesach. So one says, no, nisach, the regal, nisach of regal does not make nisach. Because nisach is only if the guy does it with his hand. So rice is like this. Midi rice, it's only if the guy really shakes it, makes it real yayin nesach. He takes his hands in there and shakes his hands inside. The guy just touches the wine, it's only yosim the rabbanim. But it has to be a derech with his hands, or maybe with his mouth, but not with his feet. His feet is not a derech nisach, therefore it's still mut, it's not called yayin nesach. Mar says, who lived it? It was a case like this. The Abi ben Adoi, the Doshi Yisrov of the Chovim, plus a Rigli. They happen a case, a Jew and a guy work together to press these grapes. And the Shalom is, what's the lacha with the juice? You allowed to drink it or not? So the case was, Vishol Shmu plus a Rigli. Shmuel waited 3 regolim. He didn't give an answer yet. He waited 3 regolim until he gave an answer. The question is, my time, what was this big stuff? What was Shmuel's doubt? Why did he wait and did not give an answer right away? Well, if you want to tell me, Shum, the cost of he holds like. What's the reason? How come Shmuel took his time? Elaine, if you want to tell me the reason why Shmuel did not answer right away, Mishum the Kasavri had a suffix, he had a doubt. And he thought like this.